Two of the most durable and influential primetime cartoon series in TV history are now compiled in new DVD box sets. This week, Sony released the complete first season of Rocky and Bullwinkle and Friends. Later this month, Fox Home Entertainment presents the complete third season of The Simpsons. TV critic David Bianculli heartily endorses them both.
And now...
Hey, Rocky! Watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat!
Again?
Button up my sleeve! Presto! No doubt about it. I gotta get another hat.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Matt Groening, who created The Simpsons, used to watch Rocky and Bullwinkle as a kid. He loved it, but noticed that his dad loved it too, and laughed in spots where Matt couldn't figure out why. That's because Jay Ward's Rocky and Bullwinkle was aimed at adults as well as kids and contained lots of jokes and especially bad puns that no grade school kid could be expected to get. The show's chief villain was a Cold War spy named Boris Badenov. I think I was in my 20s before I discovered that his name was a play on an opera, Boris Godunov. Other jokes were a bit less obscure, but no less clever. Like the tiny jewel-encrusted toy boat called the Ruby Yacht of Omar Khayyam. Or the Lion Tamer, whose name, instead of Clyde Beatty, was Claude Badley. Or the time when Bullwinkle the Talking Moose, after having collected a wheelbarrow full of cereal box tops, wheeled them into a bank where he's suspected of counterfeiting.
Could we have a little service, please?
Yes, sir. Certainly, sir. Arbogast, call the police. The FBI. My wife.
I'd like to start a box top account with your bank.
Yes, sir. What kind? Just checking?
No, I really mean it.
If you're old enough to remember when box tops could be redeemed for prizes, then you probably remember and treasure all the wonderful elements of this series. If not, you're in for a very twisted treat. There's Mr. Peabody, the time-traveling dog, and his pet boy Sherman. Edward Everett Horton narrating fractured fairy tales. Dudley Do-Right of the Canadian Mounties, and so on. Jay Ward launched Rocky and His Friends as a late-afternoon cartoon series for ABC in 1959. 2 years later, it moved to primetime on NBC and was retitled The Bullwinkle Show. This DVD set, for continuity purposes, presents both series under the same umbrella title, Rocky and Bullwinkle and Friends. But what's being released this week, for the first time in almost half a century, is the complete first season of Rocky and His Friends. The animation is crude, but the jokes are sharp. And it's very clear to see where The Simpsons came from. The Simpsons, of course, doesn't need any sales pitch for me or anybody else. The releases of its first two seasons are the best-selling DVD sets in history, and pre-orders for season three make it three in a row. On DVD, The Simpsons would be worth buying even if it didn't offer any extras. But the alternate audio commentary on many of these episodes is just as much fun as the shows themselves. Listen to the large cast of characters crammed into the recording booth to comment on one episode here, and how quickly they get into the funny spirit of the thing.
Hello, my name is Rich Moore. I'm the director of this episode, which is titled Stark Raving Dad.
This is David Silverman, supervising director.
Hello, I'm Julie Kavner, and this is one of my favorite episodes.
This is Dan Castellaneta, voice of Homer, and others.
This is Matt Groening.
Hi, Al Jean is one of the showrunners and one of the writers of this episode.
Hi, this is Jim Brooks, and would we all agree that at the time, given everything, this was the biggest guest star in the show's history?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What I remember was... Michael Jackson had said he wanted to do the show, so Jim
he called up. First of all, you got to realize that you actually have Michael Jackson on the phone.
I was working in the office by myself late one night, and the phone rang. Hi, it's Michael Jackson. And I thought, I couldn't believe it. And it was a back and forth for about a minute before I finally believed that it was actually Michael Jackson.
Okay, okay. It's this many years later. Hi, I'm Michael Jackson.
The Simpsons' third season is beautifully packaged, loaded with extras, and offers 24 episodes worth of one of TV's best and funniest cartoon comedies. It's another great example why DVD players and DVD box sets are selling so quickly. The sales figures for the Rocky and Bullwinkle set won't be quite so astounding. But they should be. Rocky and Bullwinkle and The Simpsons are the best of their genre and deserve to be sitting next to each other on the same home video shelf. That's where they are on mine, and, I suspect, on Matt Groening's.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.
Last name Simpson, first name Bart. I'm here today to introduce the next phase.